Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for Sunday Mass with Christian Arcand on WEEI.
All right, Reverend Arcand here, final hour. It is WEEI Sunday Mass. Nice to have you with us here today. A newsworthy day. I was planning on talking a lot more Celtics today, but breaking news coming in. I believe Tom Pelissero and Rap Sheet had it. Schefter's got it now. Everybody's got it. Patriots finalizing a deal to send Mac Jones to the Jaguars. The trade cannot be processed until the new league year begins on Wednesday, the 13th, I believe, and Mac Jones has to pass his physical. The two sides were discussing a sixth-round pick. That's all we know so far. What do you think about that? Sixth-round pick for Mac Jones. Too much? Too little? I want to address some texts I'm reading that are saying, Arcand, you're giving Mac Jones a pass. I kind of am, because I think that Mac Jones did get a raw deal here. I do. I'm not sad to see him go. I'm sad the way things ended, but I do think it was time. I don't think that it was worth trying to continue to build around him. There's just not enough time left on his contract, and you don't want to re-sign him, and that's sort of how I feel about that. Jacksonville is getting a rental, and I don't know what's going to happen with the signing bonus. He has, like, I think a $2 million signing bonus. I don't know if the Patriots are going to cover that or if Jacksonville is going to pick it up or what. But either way, they're getting a backup for Trevor Lawrence. Doug Peterson is the head coach over there. Not a great year for the Jags last year. Certainly, and they may be losing Calvin Ridley as well. It is said that the Patriots are going to be making a hard push to bring in Calvin Ridley. I don't want to look back at the Mac Jones era in New England and misconstrue it, because I think that's something that, you know, can be easy to do if you're really trying to rip Belichick or if you really didn't like Mac Jones. I think that there was sort of a good mix of both bad decisions that affected him and also his poor play, which, I mean, let's be honest here, by the time you got to last year, he couldn't, we all saw that Germany game, I mean, he couldn't do anything. There was the one Buffalo game that he looked good in. He looked okay in week one against the Eagles too. I remember that. He had a decent game then. There was only like a couple scoring drives, but I mean, hey, considering what he looked like the rest of the year, I'd say that was a big win for him. And there was definitely times where it seemed like if a guy had just, you know, reached out a little further and made a catch, Devontae Parker on that wide open bomb, Tyquan Thornton, Smith-Schuster had some drops. There was a bunch of instances last year where it seemed like, you know, his guys weren't making plays for him. And I think that is ultimately the biggest fear I have about the next quarterback. Does this team understand what building an offense is? Because if you're just getting a quarterback at three, and it seems like that's definitely what they're doing now. I mean, if you're trading Mac Jones, right now your quarterback room, Curran just pointed this out on Twitter, right now your quarterback room is Nathan Rourke and Bailey Zappe. You're drafting a quarterback, okay? You're drafting a quarterback at three. They're not trading back. They're not trading out. They're getting that QB. I think it's a done deal at this point, which I got to tell you, I'm scared. I'm scared of that. And I'm not necessarily scared of it because I don't like these quarterbacks. I don't. I don't really have a great feeling about any of them. I don't have a great feeling about Williams, who you're not going to get anyway. I don't feel good about Drake May. And as far as Daniels goes, I think maybe he's probably between the two of them that you can get. I'd rather have him, but I don't feel great about him either. I certainly don't feel good about dropping him into this offense right now with no offensive line and no wide receivers and Hunter Henry, and that's it. Like, that sucks. You can't expect Jaden Daniels to walk into that situation and be like, oh, yeah, I got this, guys. He's not some one-man army. He's not Cam Newton when Newton was a rookie. And even Newton as a rookie couldn't walk right in and turn the Panthers into a contender. It took years for that, you know, and it took some help. They needed help. And Newton never really got that much help. He had Kelvin Benjamin and then, like, Ted Ginn, and that was basically it. I mean, he didn't have a lot of help out there in Carolina his entire career. And I'm worried that you bring in Daniels – or you bring in Drake May, who I like even less, and now everybody's saying is a guy that needs to sit for a year before you can even start him, which I don't want to draft a guy at three if that's what you have to do with him. If I'm drafting someone at three, I want him to play right away. If you can't do that with Drake May, don't draft Drake May. So here's my issue, and here's my plan. Build the offense. They built an offense for Mac Jones before they drafted him. They did it all in free agency that year, and they spent a ton of money, and it wasn't really all that great, but they at least did it. You know, they built something there. They had Myers in place. They brought in Aguilar. They brought in Kendrick Bourne. They brought in Hunter Henry. They brought in Jonnu Smith. That's four pass catchers. And that was for their new quarterback. And it worked for a year. And when I say worked, I mean it was functional. Like, it wasn't like they went to the Super Bowl, but I mean it was a functioning offense. It was an offense that you sort of watched and you thought, okay, this isn't the best thing I've ever seen, but it'll get better. He'll get better. They'll continue to mature, and this thing could be something someday. And then they got smoked by Buffalo in the playoffs, and you thought he dealt with it. You know, it wasn't the end of the world. They're in the playoffs. Look at this. They're in the Patriots are in the playoffs. Bill Belichick brought this rookie quarterback and these free agents back to the playoffs. Unbelievable. What a genius. Ryan Clark, he's God building the team in his own image. I still can't get over how quickly that unraveled. How he went from God to no job in 2 years. And Mac Jones went from the Pro Bowl, I know. Everyone on Twitter, oh, he wasn't really on the Pro Bowl. I know he wasn't, but he had a good year. It was a good year. Then stop comparing him to Snoop Huntley, okay? It was a much better year than Snoop Huntley had when he made the Pro Bowl. Mac Jones' rookie year was one of the better rookie seasons any quarterback's ever had, ever, in the history of the league. Look up the numbers. I mean, I'm not just saying that. And that doesn't mean necessarily that he was going to be some great quarterback, but it does mean that he had a good start to his career. He did. And that's a fact. I'm sorry. That's a fact. It's in the books. It's in the history books. You can't undo it. Just like you can't undo what happened in the 2 years after that, which is unfortunate. But listen, Mac Jones wasn't going to be the long-term answer here. I think we all understand that. Because best-case scenario, you bring Mac Jones back, and what? There's no free agent wide receivers you can get except for Calvin Ridley, maybe. And I don't think they're going to get him. You could have maybe drafted Harrison for Jones, I guess. That would have been something. But then you're still building the offense back up. Here's my plan. Here's what I'd like to see. I would like to see the Patriots not draft a quarterback at three. I'd like to see him draft Harrison. And then I was inspired by the dynasty. Then I want him to draft another wide receiver with their next pick. And if they have to draft back in, if they have to trade back into the first round to get him, go ahead and do that. I want two young, good, cost-controlled wide receivers on this team. And then I want a veteran quarterback. If it's Russell Wilson, great. Bring in Russell Wilson for a year, 2 years, and bridge it. You got a bridge from this, which sucks, okay? But this is how you build it. You need offensive line, and you need wide receivers. You got your tight end, Hunter Henry's back. You need wide receivers, you need offensive line. You can't get any wide receivers in free agency, so draft them. Draft two of them, just like you drafted two tight ends, okay? You drafted two tight ends in 2010, it went great, except one of them was a serial killer. So this time, make sure you don't draft a serial killer, but draft two wide receivers, okay? Try and make that happen, Elliot. All right? Avoid the killers. And that's how you build up the wide receiver group. And then spend all the money you have, whatever money you have left over, on the offensive line. There's plenty of options at offensive line out there that you can go out and sign. And you can even use later draft picks on it, too, if you want. You got some guys who are, you know, City So, and some of these other guys are still kicking around. It's not like the cupboard's completely bare, but you do need a lot of help there. You do need a lot of help there. So go out and spend some of that money. You got $100 million. Go out and spend it. Only a little bit of it's going to Kyle Duggar. Only a little bit of it. Who else did they just resign? Oh, yeah, only $10 million going to Hunter Henry. So you got $91 million still left to spend. Buy an offensive line. Buy an offensive line, draft a wide receiver, bring in Wilson for a year or two. And then when you have two cost-controlled, young, good, I think. I mean, listen, these receivers may end up being busts. It's the Patriots. That whenever they draft receivers, they end up being busts. But maybe it's a new day here with Belichick gone. Maybe Wolf and Wolf's drafted some great wide receivers over the years. Or been a part of drafts that had, you know, with the Packers. Davante Adams and what was that big white kid's name from Kansas? I forget. But, you know, you had Jordy Nelson, you know, some of these other guys. Like, you had some good picks over there. They were better at identifying wide receivers than the Patriots were, absolutely. I mean, no question about it. And so that's what I'd like to see him do. I'd like to see him draft two wide receivers, buy a bunch of offensive linemen, spend some money on Wilson, or, you know, I guess you're probably not going to get Mayfield, but Tannehill, Wilson's who I'd really like. And bring him in here, and you know what? You're probably not going to be good for 2 years, but you're not going to suck. You're not going to be a four-win team with that offense, and it might be entertaining. And then in 2 years, when you have your wide receivers maturing a little bit, then you bring in your quarterback of the future. You got an offense all built for him, instead of trying to drop a quarterback into this right now and have it be right there in the middle of the rebuild. I hate that. I hate that plan. I think it's a bad plan. I think you're just going to ruin whoever you bring in at three. You bring him in at three, and they're throwing to Devontae Parker and Juju Smith-Schuster and, you know, Pop Douglas. I'm sorry. Like, I like Pop Douglas, kind of. But that's not going to work. You know, he'll be out of here just as fast as Mac Jones was. You think you're going to last 3 years throwing to those guys? No way. No way. Well, Arcan, in 2 years, there might not be a good quarterback of the future. You know what? Maybe not. There might not be. But there might not be this year either. Well, you're drafting at three. You got to draft at three. Trade up in 2 years then if there's somebody that you like. You know, other teams do it all the time. You can do it. And if that's the situation that you're in, then you should do it. But this whole thing with Mac Jones sort of is really, I think it's very important. It's very, very important in 2024 that if you have a young quarterback, you have to help them. You have to help them on offense. You can't just drop them into an offense with no offensive line and no pass catchers and say, go out and win some games. You know, go out and win some games for us, Jaden Daniels. Let's see what you got. No. Unless you just want Jaden Daniels to be out of here in 2 years like Mac Jones was, 3 years, whatever, and you're trading him for a sixth-round pick. If that's the cycle you want to get into, fine. I think they need to stop this cycle. They need to build an offense. Then you get your quarterback, drop him into that offense, and then he'll have a fighting chance. He'll have a puncher's chance in his career. And that's what needs to change. That's what needs to change with this team. This offense is nothing. This offense is nothing right now. You got to do something about it. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your Mac Jones and Patriots-related phone calls right after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'll tell you what's trending.
Sunday Mass continues right now with Christian Arcand on WEEI.
Trade back would have to make more sense, Christian, for the simple fact that you know some nitwit's going to want Drake May, or you know some team is going to have a better situation. I'm a big proponent of situation before quarterback. Don't put the quarterback in and then say we're going to fix the situation around him.
It's Tommy Curran with us the other day with Jones, Mago, and me, Arcand. Here it's Sunday Mass, Reverend Arcand, taking you up until 1 o'clock. And then it's Red Sox baseball. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Tom King, the Nashua Telegraph. We'll discuss the Mac Jones news with him, as well as some other Patriots-related things here. But I wanted to play that Curran cut because that's exactly what I was saying and something I wholeheartedly agree with, which is that situation over quarterback. The situation here right now is not one that a rookie quarterback should be dropped into. I just think that's a big mistake. And if you're saying, well, you know, what about next year? You don't know if there's going to be any quarterbacks next year. Someone on Twitter was like, well, by the time you get your quarterback, those rookie wide receivers are going to be they're not going to be here anymore. If they sign four-year rookie deals, and you have Russell Wilson for 2 years, then you bring in a quarterback. You still got 2 years left of the wide receivers, or you should anyway, you know, assuming things work out with them and that they're not they don't get cut. You have them cost-controlled for 4 years, and you can pick up a fifth-year option if you want to. That's the way it works, and that's the plan I would go for. That's what I would do. I don't see any other way. I really don't. I don't see any other way that's going to give a quarterback a fair shot, a rookie quarterback a fair shot, a puncher's chance at succeeding here. You have nothing. You have nothing to build off of. David Andrews, Ramondre Stevenson, you think that's enough to build an offense around? Are you nuts? You have no one to catch the ball. You have no tackles. It's a bad situation that you're in right now. So, because there's no wide receivers you can get in free agency anymore, they've all either re-signed with their teams, which they're able to do because these teams all got $5 million bumps when the cap went up. So, bam, there you go. They're all able to. Bucks are bringing back Evans. Bengals are bringing back Higgins. Pittman's going back to the Colts. You may have a shot at Calvin Ridley, but why the hell would Calvin Ridley want to come to the Patriots? If he has his choice of a place to go, he's going to go somewhere else. Unless you want to spend way more, like double what anybody else is going to offer him. Why wouldn't he go to the Chiefs? Why wouldn't he go to literally any other team other than the Patriots? It's just, you know, like what possible reason would a free agent wide receiver want to have to come here? I wouldn't blame him for saying no thanks. You'd have to really go crazy with the money, which maybe they'll do. I mean, I guess we'll see. Mac Jones out the door. Already getting text. Arcand, you're letting Mac Jones off the hook. Mac Jones is responsible for his own failure. Listen, I may be going a little, making some excuses for Mac Jones. I'll admit that. But I also saw a rookie quarterback who could play in this league. And then I saw a series of decisions get made. And if you're just saying that it was all Bill and or all Mac, and you're completely disregarding these decisions that got made around Mac Jones in his formative years in the NFL, then you've got a slant yourself, okay? Maybe I'm a little bit biased here because we interviewed Mac Jones last year, and I thought that he was getting a raw deal with the receivers and that they could have brought in some more people. All right, I'll admit, maybe I was a little too close to it. But if you're on the other end of that, the complete polar opposite end of that, that it was all Mac Jones and Mac Jones killed Bill Belichick and that was the worst decision the Krafts ever made. First of all, no one was saying that the Krafts drafted Mac Jones. No one was saying that the Krafts drafted Mac Jones after that first year. That was Bill. Bill's a genius. Look at Bill the genius. He got his rookie quarterback and brought him back to the playoffs, and now he's a Pro Bowler. Bill's a genius. Not one person in the city, in the world, was saying that that was a Robert Kraft draft pick after his rookie year. So miss me with that, please. That is bullcrap. That is revisionist history bullcrap. Everybody thought that Bill Belichick was the man after that year, and they thought that Mac Jones was going to be the man too. Yeah, it was Robert Kraft forced that pick on him. Really? Were you saying that when they won 7 straight games? Or were you saying, wow, Bill's a genius, look what he did? Don't answer that, because we know the answer. All right? You know, there's two ways to be a simp, all right? Maybe I'm being a bit of a Max simp. You Bill simps aren't any better. And I got to be honest with you, there's a lot more evidence on your side of the case here that Bill screwed this up than that Mac Jones was going to be a failure no matter what. Because we have 1 year of proof that he wasn't. It was only 1 year, 1 year out of 3, and the other two weren't great. But, I mean, listen, you don't just fall off like that because all of a sudden you forget how to throw the football. All right? That was malfeasance what happened with Mac Jones. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jeff in Belmont. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, RK, great show.
Thanks, Jeff.
Listen, so real quick, 3 things. Please don't take Caleb Williams. The guy is an overrated, overpriced, another version of Kyler Murray. Not going to win much. Couldn't even win at USC. Number
That's all
two.
Right. They're not going to get Caleb Williams anyway. He's going to Chicago, but go ahead.
Okay, so then the second guy, Jaden Daniels. By all accounts, great kid. You see the body on that guy? I bet Mego could beat him in a fist fight. He's not going to last in the NFL. It's not going to happen.
He does have a very long, lean, slender sort of frame. Yes, I agree with that. Yes,
yeah.
He's like Tyquan Thornton.
And then third, the kid, well, here's what you're going to find out. Yeah, about 22 years ago, Ryan Leaf was cryo-frozen, and they just thawed him out and stuck him in North Carolina and came out with Drake May.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. So he can throw a football. A lot of guys can throw a football. But Mac Jones, I got to caveat this, that I grew up in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Mac Jones got what we call the hat trick of the NFL. He got 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years, and you can't do that to a rookie. None of them have been successful that way. Hopefully he's the next Baker Mayfield. But again, great show. Love listening. We'll talk later.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Harrison is in Seekonk. Go ahead, Harrison.
Hey, Christian. I just wanted to talk about how we were – I mean, at least I was on your side in terms of how Mac Jones was – you know, he needed more help. I thought he could get the same production similar to Tua if he had, like, Waddle and Hill, and Jones was kind of anti against him. And now that I'm starting to think about – this trade for the Jaguars and getting Mac Jones, it does kind of make me wonder, like, if Trevor Lawrence doesn't play very well, Mac may get a shot there. This move kind of tells me that they're not very confident in this guy, and if something bad happens, Mac will get a shot. So just kind of wanted to piggyback off of what you said earlier, and I generally agree with your take. If Mac gets weapons, like, who knows what could have happened here in New England.
Yeah, Harrison, thanks for the call. I'll say this. Mac Jones is going to Jacksonville to compete for that job. He is not going there and, you know, just accepting a role as a backup. He's still got a year left on his rookie deal. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to want to get picked up somewhere, maybe there. I doubt that that's going to happen because Trevor Lawrence, I still think, is better than him and has always been the better prospect. But, you know, Lawrence had a bad year last year. And he got hurt, and Beathard had to play. I think Beathard only started 1 game. But, like, you know, they're maybe not 100% sold on Lawrence down there. And they sort of look at a guy like Mac Jones. That's his hometown of Jacksonville. It's where he grew up. I remember interviewing him, and he was talking about, you know, how he looked up to, like, David Garrard and Byron Leftwich when he was a kid because those were the Jacksonville quarterbacks, which it's weird. You know, you never hear anybody say that. You never hear anybody be like, yeah, I really looked up to Byron Leftwich when I was a kid. Like, okay, I guess, sure. And David Garrard, I thought, was an under the old lefty over there in Jacksonville, took over for Leftwich. I liked Garrard. He's a good little player for a couple of years. But either way, I mean, this is a better spot for him. It's an all-around better spot. And not for nothing, I saw this too. Doug Peterson's done some big things with a backup quarterback before. Sorry, Patriots fans, that hurts me to say, but it's true. Doug Peterson with backup quarterbacks has done okay. All right, with all that in mind, let's go to the Harbor One hotline yet again and talk to our good friend Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph, who joins us here on Sunday Mass. Tom, how you doing?
Well, it's actually, I was going to say good morning, but it's afternoon, right? The clock's changed.
Yes. Yes, it has. And you know what? There is no reason why the clock springing forward need to happen in the middle of the night. Why can't that happen at like 5 o'clock on a Monday? You know, why can't we just like jump right ahead to the end of the day and instead it has to be we lose an hour of sleep? Isn't that unfair?
That's true, especially for us seniors. We're used to having our early bird specials. Now it feels like I have to go now, right?
Yes.
So.
Big news today, Tom. Mac Jones traded. I think we all knew this was happening. It looks like a 6th-round pick. How are you going to look back at the Mac Jones era in New England?
Great first year, and then it went all downhill, obviously, and ended about as badly as it could as a third-string emergency quarterback for the last game of his Patriots career. It just was a disaster. And a classic, as you've mentioned, it's a classic case of how not to treat a quarterback. I mean, they loved Mac Jones his rookie year. The players did. The players would come out, you know, after each game. And at that time, we still weren't able to go into the locker room. And they would come out, the captains, you know, Hunter Henry, David Andrews, everybody. They loved Mac Jones. Did you hear anybody say they loved Mac Jones last year? And still had confidence in him, you know, once the halfway point of the year came. Yeah, he lost the locker room as well as his coaching staff. And he knew it, and it affected his play. I think the injury affected his play his second year as much as the inept offense that he was in. But then, you know, you bring in an offensive coordinator, a legitimate coordinator, and it still didn't work with Mac Jones, and that was the telling point. The other telling point was when he got on the Patriots' bad side by, you know, calling the people back at Alabama right. And saying, okay, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? And obviously you also kind of got the impression and the word that Mac Jones wasn't playing nice with others. And he and Zappe couldn't stand each other. It's a toxic quarterback room. And they cleared Jones out. I wonder if they'll keep Zappe. So, you know, we'll see what they do. And we'll know a lot about what they're going to do in the draft coming up after what we see them do in free agency.
I'd say it's pretty obvious now. I mean, they've been telegraphing this for a while. But you trade Mac Jones, your quarterback room's Bailey Zappe and Nathan Rourke. You got to draft a quarterback now, don't you?
Yeah, but you didn't think Mac Jones was going to be there anyway, did you?
No.
No, exactly. So that was a foregone conclusion. But ownership wants a quarterback, and they're going to do what ownership wants. I agree with you in the idea of maybe trading out of that pick, restocking the team. I don't like the idea of the two wide receivers right away. I think you need some size. You need some stuff up front. You need some big guys up front. Offense and defense, and you've got so many other holes to fill. Spending your first two picks on one position isn't going to work, even if it's Marvin Harrison Jr. But they're going to go quarterback, and I don't know. You know, I mean, here's the rule of thumb, Christian: if they don't really love the quarterback, don't pick him. They must love one of those three guys. Obviously, Caleb Williams, but he's not going to be available. And, you know, I told you before about Jaden Daniels, and as the caller just previously brought up, his body, I mean, he's right. Not NFL ready. He is the kind of guy you might draft and bring in a Jacoby Brissett. Now, Reverend, I have a bone to pick with you. Get off the Russell Wilson kick.
Why?
Please.
You can get him for nothing.
Hey, Denver got rid of him at a cost of $35 million for his salary and an $85 million dead cap hit.
Yeah, but you're not going to have to pay any of that money, Tom. That was Denver's bad.
Yeah,
fine.
What does that tell you? What does that tell you how badly they wanted him out of there?
Oh, they wanted him out of there, but I'll take 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, whatever he had last year. He had a much better year than any of the Patriots quarterbacks. I think he could come in here and bridge this for 2 years while you build an offense around him. I don't want to keep him. I don't think he's the QB of the future.
If a team wants to get rid of a guy that badly, there's something wrong. And there's something wrong internally in the locker room with him. And I think that you just got rid of a quarterback who, you know, maybe didn't mesh well with the locker room. I don't think you want to bring in another one who doesn't.
And all right. That's fair enough. I don't know. I mean, that locker room,
Russell Wilson.
Cortland when Sutton came out and defended him a bunch of times this past year, and Sutton's their best receiver. So not everybody hated him. I mean, maybe the coach didn't like him, but, you know, like his top wide receiver came out and defended him a bunch last year.
I don't know. An $85 million cap hit. I've never seen a team take one of those. And if that's the case, that means they really, 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 really wanted to get rid of him. And Sean Payton is you know, all about talent. He's a good coach. So there's something there. And I wouldn't go near him. That would be just me.
All right.
I wouldn't go near him.
I mean, listen,
I'd bring in a guy like Brissett, who I think might work better with a younger quarterback. I don't think Wilson will.
He might, but Wilson would be better, I think. I think Wilson would be, I mean, maybe not with a young quarterback, but I wouldn't draft a QB at 3 if I'm bringing in Wilson. I'd bring in Wilson, draft the 2 wide receivers, buy an offensive line, and then in a couple of years you draft your quarterback.
I don't know. I just think Russell Wilson's best days are behind him, and I think that he's not a fit. I just don't like it at all. But at any rate, they've got a lot of big decisions to make, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do this week. You know, I know you think that there's a lot of offensive linemen out there in free agency, but a lot of them are a little older.
That's true.
You know, they're in their 30s. Do you want to pay big money to an offensive lineman in his 30s? I don't know.
You got money to spend. You got $100 million. You got to spend it on something.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they've got to spend it, and there's a floor, too, so they have to spend the money. My guess is they'll go out and try to get a couple of receivers. I think they'll also try to shore up the secondary a little bit. And maybe, just maybe, grab a defensive lineman or an edge rusher.
You have enough room to do all that stuff. But, I mean, between Tyron Smith and Mekhi Becton and Jonah Williams and, you know, Hunt and Dotson and Risner and Jackson, these other guys, I mean, there's plenty of offensive linemen out there.
Becton is a guy I might want. He showed that he could bounce back, and he didn't have a bad year last year. Becton is somebody maybe I would take a look at. But some of the other guys, you're going to have to sign him. But here's the guy they really need to sign. Owenu. He's theirs.
I know.
You know, in free agency, the best thing to do first is, if you like them, sign your own guys, and that's something that the Bill Belichick regime never really did. If they were going to sign somebody or keep somebody, what did they do? And it usually was a lineman. They would make a deal ahead of time, right? So you would see, you know, middle of the year, they come to an extension with this player or that player. They did it a lot with their offensive line, with the exception of Logan Mankins. So my guess is that they really should try to keep Owenu. He's the one guy that I think is better than anybody else out there. So if they can get him and shore up that right side, then they have to address the left tackle.
Well, no, they had to get a safety, even though every team in the league cut all their safeties like the day after they did that. they go out there and they tag Kyle Duggar, and all of a sudden there's like 50 safeties available on the free agent market.
Yeah, but I think Duggar's a unique safety in a way. I really do, the way he plays the position. So,
why? Because he can't guard deep passes? That's unique,
you know,
I guess.
He's a guy who's going to tackle. He's a guy who's going to play the middle of the field, and he was never brought in to guard deep passes.
If you could go back and do it over, would you rather they tag Duggar or Onwenu?
I would have rather them tag Onwenu.
Me too.
Yeah, I really would. But, you know, even with the transition tag, which I still don't understand why it's not used more. It's a great tool. It really is. Because, all right, great. How many times do you tell players, go out and bring us back, you know, what they say you're worth.
Right.
Well, this way they have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's a waste at all unless you want to hit someone else with the franchise tag. So, because you can only tag one player.
Right.
You can't use more than one. But, yeah, no Russell Wilson. Get a lineman, some depth lineman. Get some defensive help, some wide receiver help. And here's another thing that we have to talk about is the running back position, right?
Mm. And there's going to be some guys available there too, yeah.
Yeah, there are. I mean, I don't know. Saquon Barkley might be somebody they could take a look at. You know, he's going to command top dollar, but you know, depending on what the range is for running backs, we'll know what the market is for running backs, you know, or at least they'll know tomorrow right at noon.
Right.
When the deals start pouring in. I wouldn't hesitate to bring back Elliott. I think he's a free agent as well, Zeke Elliott. Because the one thing that they've lacked in the running back position, not so much when they had Elliott, but they haven't really replaced James White, the guy who could just basically catch the ball in the open field as a running back and then just take off.
They didn't have a third round back all last year. You're right.
No. And that's something that they probably need to fill.
Yeah.
You're right. I agree with the premise of, all right, you know, you can't bring a rookie quarterback in here and not surround him with people and everything else. But that's only if you're going to play the guy right away. I've never agreed with throwing a guy out there right away unless you've got people around him. They had people when they had Mac Jones. But I think that, you know, bringing a veteran quarterback who can tutor a young guy, kind of stabilize that quarterback room a little bit with some leadership, because there was no leadership in the quarterback room. And that was something that the Patriots really need to address. And I think they'll do that with a veteran and then draft somebody, obviously, with the top three picks.
All right. Before we let you go here, Tom, just real quick, any future for Mac Jones in Jacksonville? How do you think it goes for him there?
Well, it depends on the health of the starter, right?
You know, right.
I think that I don't think they're going to pick up that fifth year option.
They're definitely not picking up the option. But is he salvageable? No. I guess is he salvageable as a player?
I mean, he's with the right coach.
Yeah,
right. He's with Doug Peterson, although they had a rocky year last year. But I think a lot of that was due to some health. So I think that he's in a good spot. I think he's in a good spot. He'll be a free agent next year, and then we'll see what people do. You know, but he's got to see some time. If he doesn't see any playing time, that's not going to help him. You know, he does need to see some time on the field. You don't want him sitting there rotting away. But at the same time, he needed to get out of New England, and New England needed to get him out of here as well.
Yeah.
So it's too bad. I mean, really, after that first year, you said, wow, okay, they got something here. At least somebody who can get them to the playoffs. It's better than what, you know, they had with Cam Newton, because let's face it, they had a quarterback who couldn't throw the football,
mm-hmm.
right? Couldn't throw it. And now he's, you know, now they've got somebody who, you know, then they brought in somebody who could, but again, the offense, you know, went downhill. Oh, one more thing. This is why Matt Patricia was in charge of the weight room.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
He's an engineer, but also he's an engineer because he went to RPI, because that's where the area where I'm from. But you forget, his first year, he wasn't a coach. He was signing the contracts. He was doing the negotiating. He was Bill Belichick's all everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he got stuck with the weight room job.
And that's why no one else could do it, apparently, I guess, right?
Evidently not, you know? So, I mean, that's why. So that's one of the reasons why Patricia was doing that.
Okay, we'll leave it right there then. Tom King, great to talk with you as always. Read his stuff in the Nashua Telegraph. Thanks, Tom.
All right, Christian, thank you.
All right, see you later. That's Tom King, the great Tom King, joining me here on Sunday Mass. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Things up next.
This is Sunday Mass on WEEI with Christian Arcand.
There was a report in the Boston Herald, 80% it estimated, talking to some sources within the locker room. 80% of the locker room no longer supported you as the starting quarterback. Do you feel that you have the support of your teammates?
Yeah, I didn't. You know, I don't really deal with the sources and things like that. That's not really my thing. But I think, you know, I put a lot of work in the off season throughout the past 3 years I've been here, and my attitude, my effort, something that I'm going to control, like I talked about. And I've been with some of these guys for 3 years, and some of these guys are rookies this year, and they're getting to know me. But at the end of the day, I'm going to continue to fight. And I know that the guys that are going to do a good job of doing the same. So whoever wants to do that and get on board, I know they're going to fight and continue to work hard, and that's all you can ask for.
That was from our last hit with Mac Jones. I believe that was in November, November 20-something. It was at the end of November. I remember that. And we were not at Gillette. We were here. And that was Jones asking the question. There was, I think, Callahan or somebody. I forget who the report was. But that 80% of the locker room had sort of, you know, turned on Mac. And these reports were out there. And he was answering the questions as best he could. And that's the other thing is that he never... In all the times we interviewed him, he didn't give us a lot, but he didn't completely shut down questions like that. When we asked him who the starter was going to be, he'd give honest answers. When we asked, I even asked him one time if he had the yips, which I know he didn't like that question, but, you know, he answered the question. And we had some good interviews with him. And he's now off to Jacksonville. He will be a Jaguar. And it was the right move. I mean, it was the right move to move on from him. It was the right move to go a different direction. I don't think that you were going to salvage him here. I don't think that that was realistic. There was a time when I thought maybe you could try, but now I just think that, you know, after they let Bill go, I thought, all right, well, maybe you could try something with Mac, but it just doesn't seem like that was something that was going to work. And also, by the way this offense is sort of being rebuilt here, and we'll see how it actually goes once free agent starts on Monday, but it's going to be hard to build something back up in the amount of time that you still have Mac Jones left on the roster. He's only going to be here one more season. The Jaguars are essentially trading a sixth-round pick or whatever it's going to be. We'll see what the official word is on the trade. But it's a sixth-round pick they're trading for a rental, for a one-year backup rental. And for Mac Jones to go from that in 2021 to this now today, that's the one thing about this I just cannot believe. I cannot believe that we are 2 years removed from a playoff appearance with a rookie quarterback where people were calling Bill Belichick God and Mac Jones the future of the team. And now here we are. Bill Belichick is without a job. No one will hire him. And Mac Jones just got traded to be a backup in Jacksonville for a sixth-round pick. Things change very, very fast in this league. Do they not? Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that could be a good thing for the Patriots. Anyway, that's my time. I want to say thanks to Tom King. Thanks to Josue Pavone. I'm out of here. I'll be back on Monday with Jones and Mego. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock then. In the meantime, Red Sox baseball with Tampa live from the Dominican Republic coming your way right now here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices.
our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!